sending more migrants north on buses. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Those migrants being bused to sanctuary cities like New York and Washington, D.C. on orders from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Fox's Matt Finn is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
This is a scene that we see over and over again. The migrants are asked to stand typically in a single file as they're being processed, and then they'll be taken to a processing center here in Eagle Pass and perhaps end up all over the country. And on Friday, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez toured the El Paso border, meeting with business leaders and law enforcement. Gonzalez says this is a humanitarian crisis, but there is also a financial cost for these overwhelmed border towns. Worth noting that there is a crisis happening all along the border. In Arizona, a lot of fentanyl has been pouring over in recent days and weeks.
U.S. border agents recently seized a fentanyl shipment near the Tucson sector, valued at over $4 million. Many questions remain on the newly released and highly redacted FBI affidavit behind the search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
This affidavit confirmed that the Justice Department had mounting concerns over the nature and handling of the documents that were brought to Mar-a-Lago. It described that in January, Trump representatives turned over 15 boxes of records. By May, the Department of Justice determined that mixed in with other personal and unrelated paperwork were highly classified documents. Thus, the probable cause stated to justify the raid of Mar-a-Lago was the belief that additional classified documents would be found, along with evidence of obstruction.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Jackson, Mississippi and the surrounding area are preparing for expected flooding next week after days of heavy rain. Governor Tate Reeves.
Search and rescue teams are on standby and are prepared to respond at the request of local emergency manager.
Some areas received as much as 15 inches of rain this week. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
California approves a plan that will ban the sale of new gas-powered vehicles in the state in just 13 years. Fox's Jeff Manasseh reports.
Barring likely approval from the Biden administration, and 35% of new cars, trucks, and SUVs sold in California will have to be electric or hydrogen, zero emissions in 4 years. The state increasing that number each year to a 100% ban on new sales of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. Used in existing cars for now won't be affected, though California's measure would also allow one-fifth of automaker sales after 2035 to be plug-in hybrids. Anything short of the goal could mean a $20,000 fine for automakers per vehicle sold. That's short of California's goal. Jeff Manasseh, Fox News.
SpaceX will launch more batches of satellites for its orbital internet service. The launches will take place on two different ends of the country.
SpaceX will launch two rockets over the coming days. Each will carry another set of satellites for its Starlink internet service, which can provide broadband access around the planet. The first rocket, scheduled for today, launches from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The second will launch Tuesday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. Starlink is already active in a wide part of North America. Eben Brown, Fox News.
With a solemn ceremony in St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Francis expanded the ranks of churchmen now eligible to vote for his successor in case he dies or resigns. Of the 20 churchmen raised to cardinal's rank today, 16 are younger than 80 and are eligible to participate in a conclave, the locked-door voting process. The latest cardinals include one bishop from the U.S., San Diego's Robert Walter McElroy. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.